take me through what it was like for you as the clock was ticking down the other night and you guys are about to win. Just what's going through your mind as you know that you're getting an opportunity next week to be playing in New York?
It was just, you know, I was just so happy, so blessed to be able to go home. Being in the Midwest at Iowa, you know, this conference, this region, you know, we rarely play where I'm from. So just to be going home is just such a special feeling. And I was just so excited that we won that game. It was a lot on that game. And it was just such a great team win. So even the fact if I wasn't going home, it just was a great game. And, you know, I just the win was just so special to me because it just shows how much we're progressing as a program.
And then just having grown up in New York, having the opportunity to play Madison Square Garden.
Now that's crazy because I never played there. And I've been there a couple times. I watched the Big East tournament when I was like 17 years old. That was my first time there. So, you know, it's definitely going to be an amazing feeling just to be in that building.
I know it's a business trip, but will you have some time to kind of show your teammates around?
I don't really know. I mean, you know, we really want to stay focused. If anything, you don't want to get too sidetracked. And I just want to keep doing what I've been doing. I don't usually, you know, do too much. We traveling because these aren't my cities. So I don't want to start doing it now and then, you know, not be prepared for the game. So we've gonna be pretty much locked in because we really feel like we should win a championship, and you know we really want that at this point, and we've made it this far, so we just need to complete the job. But you know, I definitely have friends and family there. And
how many tickets?
I don't know. Everybody's using their tickets, so I really don't even have that many tickets for what I could give people. So, you know, I'm trying to work through it now. And, you know, my friends and family, they pretty much so excited I'm coming. People are willing to pay their own way to come see me play, so that's special to me. So,
have you had a lot of teammates coming up to you just asking you questions about New York and what they can expect when they're there?
I mean, I've told them about New York from my time being here. I've been here 3 years. I'm a pretty social person with my team, so, you know, I've already filled them in even when they didn't want to be filled in. So, you know, it's nothing new. And, you know, they're really excited to go, and they were so excited for me. And I think everybody's excited, even though if you're not from New York, it's just we're in a Final Four of the, you know, the National Invitation Tournament. So I think it's a lot of energy in all of us. But, you know, I definitely, you know, give them any fun facts or anything that I could, you know, or offer.
What a train ride is it from Glen Cove to Midtown Manhattan?
Midtown Manhattan, that's actually not that bad because I could just get on the LIR and take it to a stop called Mineola, and then that'll transfer me to Penn Station, which is 34th Street. So, you know, getting to Penn Station is not that bad, but, you know, I've woke up and I'm at 5 o'clock in the morning to get back to my prep school, and I've had to get all the way to Penn Station, then I got to go downtown to Chinatown, or, you know, the Gauchos was on 149th in the Bronx, so after I go to Penn Station, I got to transfer to the 2 or the 4 train and head uptown. So, you know, it can get kind of complicated when I go other places. And I also used to live in basically Queens with Far Rockaway and Wood, that area, which is really where my family's at and everything. So that's, you know, another place that I'm from, because I moved to Glen Cove when I was 12 years old. Most people don't know that. So, and that's more closer to Manhattan as well. Me and my grandmother used to ride the train because she works for the government. She has a government job, and I used to take the train with her. So, you know, I'm pretty familiar how to get to the train and use the area.
So just to be clear, you grew up on Long Island then your whole life?
No, I lived in Virginia. The beginning of my life, and then, you know, I lived in basically Far Rockaway, Queens, Inwood area, and then, you know, I moved to Glen Cove with me and my mom and my sister when I was 12 years old. So, you know, even though Glen Cove is my home, I'm not from there. None of my family's from there. Y'all probably don't know that. I'm not an outsider in Glen Cove because I got a love there, but I'm not really from there. So, you know, but I'm from there now because it's been my home, and I got a lot of family, and I got a lot of love there and memories there.
So. What's the story of the New York Gauchos?
I mean, it's an AU team out the South Bronx. We had a lot of inner city kids. I wasn't from the South Bronx, but I played all my basketball in Manhattan and Queens and the New York City area. I never really played on Long Island. I don't know too many, you know, people on Long Island. I'm not really even familiar with Long Island basketball, to be honest. A lot of people ask me about it. I really don't know much about it, you know, besides just Tobias Harris, who's an NBA now. I play him, but other than that, I'm pretty much a city kid for my basketball experience. And, you know, all my friends are from the city, and everybody I know is from the city, and I played against all the top teams. But the Gaucho is just like a family. You know, it's just a, you know, obviously everybody's from New York City, so it's tough and gritty, and, you know, they teach us discipline, and they push us really hard, and, you know, they just teach us to compete and not be fearless and not be scared of anybody. And, you know, they start when kids are 4 or 5 years old, old. You know, I got there when I was 14 years old, but, you know, they start them young, 4 years old, doing the same drills we do in college. So, you know, it's a very serious program, and we take it more serious than a lot of other AAU teams. We don't just throw people together and play, you know. They really try to develop players, and it's just so highly competitive, and it just means so much to me and so special. I can go to the gym anytime, any day, somebody's there. You know, I can get the best training in the world. All I got to do is go in there and ask somebody to work me out. People to work me out. I can call my AAU coach, Dwayne Mitchell. I can call anybody. It's like such a network. And wherever you go, if you're a Gaucho, they're going to take care of you. They know college coaches, the players. We keep in touch. So it's just such a family and really special. And, you know, a lot of people say that about stuff, but I don't know. You know, sometimes you really don't mean it, but I really mean it as far as that. It's like being in, like, you know, a fraternity, so to speak. It's just, this is a brotherhood.
Who are some names that we'd recognize that you played with in the Gauchos?
Durant Scott. He just was in the Sweet 16 with Miami. Tevin Baskins, he's at Appalachian State. He was, you know, one of the top players in the conference. Deron Lamb, he's in the NBA. Shane Southwell, he was on my team. He's at Kansas State. He's doing really well. I mean, the list goes on and on. I played, you know, with obviously Kemba Walker, he's from the program. I didn't play with him. Derek Wilson, he's at Marquette right now. Jason Morris, he's at Georgia Tech. You know, the list is go on. I played with so many people. We always had people coming, whether it's a kid that he was at West Virginia, now he finished up at Long Beach State. Danny Jennings, Chris Fouch, he's at Drexel. I didn't play with him, but it's so many people, because sometimes we would mix the teams and combine it with the older guy. Russ Smith, oh, how can I forget Russ Smith from Louisville? You know, I've been, not that I discovered him, but the stuff y'all seeing him now, he's been doing that since we was, I mean, since forever. But when I met him when I was 14, 15, he was like a baby Allen Iverson, never got tired, never seen a shot he didn't like, always wanted to kill anybody in front of him. He was fearless, and, you know, that's like my brother. I spoke to him this summer, and we was laughing and joking, and, you know, we all busy, but when I talked to him, he was like, he got so many memories, he remember everything, and, you know, that's how I remember it too. And there's a lot of other people on those teams that was good, that I looked up to, that might not be on TV now, but they were still pretty good high school players. James Stoops, and, you know, I could go on and on. Trayvon Hamlin, just people who taught me the game. So
did you travel a lot, or was it
mostly? We traveled everywhere. So I went to Florida, LeBron James in Ohio. I went to Arizona when I was 15. I went with the 17-year-old. John Wall was at that tournament. That was like my first time really seeing big time competition. You name it, anywhere the Nike tournaments was at, we went there. So, you know, obviously the Peach Jam and Georgia and everywhere, you know, the Nike tournaments. Arkansas.
You live like that, and you're not intimidated by a whole lot once you get here, huh?
Yeah, not really. And then, like I told y'all before, my prep school has so many good players. I mean, my teammate, Eric Murphy, he's about to be playing, I think, tomorrow, Saturday. He's in the Sweet 16. He plays at Florida. And another one of my teammates is at Duke. He was a year younger than me. And another one of my teammates was on Georgetown, who was a number 2 seed. So, you know, and those guys kicked my butt a lot of days to get me to this point. So, really, I've been around so many people and played with so many people and learned from so many people that it comes to a point now where it's just like, not that I know everything, but it's not too many players I haven't seen, I haven't played against. And, you know, when you've been doing it at a high level for a long time, that's good, too, because it's experience.
Where is that gym?
It's on 149th for Girard Avenue, so it's right across the bridge from Harlem. It's like 145th Street in Harlem, Malcolm X Boulevard, right in that area.
How far is that in relation to the Garden?
That's 145th, 149th, so y'all do the math, 34th. It's about 80 blocks, 90 blocks, estimation.
It's an
overestimate, yeah. It's a long ways. It is a long way, but it's not that long if you know, get on a train or something. It's not relatively.